You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The U.S. Census Bureau estimates around 40 million Americans are living with a disability. That's about 12% of the population. Over the years, the federal government has instituted a number of laws to aid those individuals in access, employment, and education. But a new bill, authored by a Texas representative and passed by the U.S. House today, may roll back those protections. The Texas Standard's Alon Stevens explains.
In 1990, Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act. The idea was simple: to make businesses and government more accessible to those living with disabilities. Now, when the law was signed, there were concerns from some lawmakers about the effects it would have on small businesses. And for that reason, the law as written is pretty forgiving. For instance, if a fledgling business can't afford accommodations, such as accessible bathrooms, they don't have to make changes until they can afford them. And when those measures are completed, there are tax incentives to alleviate the burden. And in the last 28 years, we can see the effects of the ADA all around us, from access ramps to Braille on doorways. But last year, a congressman from Texas brought up a lawsuit against Original Pizza, a restaurant in Colorado.
Claims waged against Original Pizza are mostly false. Not to mention, Original Pizza was never notified of the alleged violations by the plaintiff. Now the plaintiff is demanding money to pay or a lawsuit will be filed. The same plaintiff has filed over 70 other lawsuits against businesses for alleged ADA violations.
That's Representative Ted Poe speaking at a congressional hearing. He's a Republican from Humble, just northeast of Houston. Poe would refer to what he saw as a rash of frivolous lawsuits being filed against businesses for ADA violations. He would go on to craft the ADA Education and Reform Act, a bill that would make it harder for individuals to file lawsuits against businesses for ADA infractions. The general idea is to shift responsibility away from the business and onto the person filing the complaint. It would require the individual to know which specific piece of ADA law is being broken and to give the businesses written notice. And as long as the business has made substantial progress in making changes within a certain time frame, a person can't file a lawsuit. Seems like it would stop the rash of lawsuits, right? Susan Misner is the director of the Disability Rights Program at the American Civil Liberties Union. She says lawsuits for ADA violations overall are pretty scarce.
It's actually one of the least frequently brought lawsuits against businesses out there. But because there have been a very small number, actually 12 individual lawyers and one law firm, that have brought a spate of lawsuits, there's been this backlash from the business community.
Misner says that moving the burden of enforcement onto the victims was never the point of the law in the first place, that civil rights law depends on businesses proactively staying in compliance. But this new bill changes that directive.
And the business community is saying, you know what, we shouldn't have to actually affirmatively comply with this law. What we need is, if you've got a problem, you need to write it down. And then you have to wait and wait and wait. And if we've made some progress, you're not allowed to sue, which is the kind of standard that completely obliterates the point of a civil rights law.
Misner goes on to say that ADA laws are actually better for businesses overall. And when you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Better accessibility means more customers and as a result, more business. Right now, though, it seems businesses want more protection from lawsuits. I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.
We reached out to Representative Ted Poe's office for further comment. At the time of this recording, they have not yet responded. The ADA Education and Reform Act, better known as House Bill 620, passed by a 225-192 margin today.